Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabusky. The death toll in Texas now stands at 82 following this weekend's flash flooding. Dozens of people are still missing and rain continues to fall. A considerable flash flood warning has been issued for Llano County. President Trump says he plans to visit Texas later this week. Tonight, he'll meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. ABC News White House correspondent Karen Travers has what's on the agenda.
The goal, of course, is to get to that ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas. The president said yesterday he believed they were close and that he thinks that they could get it done this week. They're also going to be talking about the recent U.S.-Israel offensive operations and attacks against Iran and where things stand in terms of the future of Iran's nuclear program.
This marks Netanyahu's first visit to Washington since the U.S., in coordination with Israel, struck three of Iran's nuclear facilities. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. New data shows more Wisconsin residents have been suffering from liver issues related to excessive alcohol consumption over recent years. According to a recent study, the number of Wisconsin residents who died as a result of one of the most common alcohol-related liver diseases rose from about 330 in 2019 to nearly 450 in 2023. The data also found that alcohol-related liver diseases leading to death are becoming increasingly common in women and younger people between the ages of 25 and 44. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin State Legislature officially passed a new biennial budget in the early hours of Thursday morning. The newly approved budget covers over $111 billion in spending over the next 2 years, including increased funding for the child care industry and universities of Wisconsin. The budget also includes a roughly $1.4 billion tax cut targeting the middle class. Governor Evers and lawmakers rushed to complete the budget process to avoid complications with Medicaid funding under the federal budget bill. An Ashland-based construction company has filed a lawsuit against the City of Rice Lake and Rice Lake Utilities Commission regarding the contract for a water main replacement project. According to the lawsuit, M. Jolma was one of six companies to bid on the project in May. Company officials say they submitted the lowest bid at just under $500,000, but the contract was awarded to a Cumberland company with a bid that was about $1,500 higher. The project is currently scheduled to get started by early August. Burnett County officials are advising residents of a boat landing closure in Oakland Township. According to a press release, the Devil's Lake boat landing will be closed for about 45 days beginning on July 21st. The closure is part of a reconstruction project, which will see the installation of a new boat ramp, the replacement of the aging restroom building, and the repavement of the driveway. County officials also say the project will force them to partially close the parking lot area from July 16th to July 20th to set up the necessary equipment for the project. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from AmFam Field, where the Brewers open up a series against the LA Dodgers. Milwaukee with a 3-1 win over the Marlins yesterday. Brandon Woodruff held Miami to just two hits, one run, striking out eight on 70 pitches in six innings. Jackson Churio at the plate, top of the third on FanDuel Wisconsin.
And a drive into left field. That'll get a run in. Plenty. It is up and it is going to be gone. Jackson Churio goes deep. His 15th slider that backed up over the inside part of the plate, and Churio crushed it.
Freddy Peralta gets the start tonight after finding out next week he'll be at the All-Star game.
All the work that we put every day, when you have the right people around, and everything can be great.
Rhys Hoskins headed to the IL with a sprained right thumb. Andrew Vaughn being called up from Nashville to play first base. NBA, the Bucks have re-signed guard Ryan Rollins to a three-year deal worth $12 million. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunny and comfortable today with high temperatures in the low 80s and clouds holding off until late tonight. As they start to build in, we could hear some rumbles of thunder overnight and be waking up to a few spotty showers. Otherwise, more sunshine for the afternoon and a few thunderstorms are possible later. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 70 degrees at our studios.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh! Hold on, just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
That say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, we'll meet a new candidate for state senate in southwest Wisconsin and Dan Schaefer from the recombobulation area on the new state budget.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Journalist, you are not there to weep. You are there because they are weeping, and the world must know. You are not there to show us how you care. You are there to show how they care, so the world can care too. You will not be thanked. You will not be loved, not even by yourself. The words you did not say, the tears you did not shed, will come back to you years afterwards, when no one will remember and no one understands that ink can bring enlightenment, but always stains the hand. That's The Journalist by Graham Davies. This is the Tom Hartman Show. I'm Jeff Smith. Call the number here is 202-808-9925, 202-808-9925. How was your 4th of July? We know some things. We know that the bill was passed and that they rushed it through before the 4th of July so that hopefully memories would be cleansed by planes flying overhead and bands playing down streets and fireworks shooting in the sky. And I think some of the job of journalists and some of the job of policy advocates and some of the job of commentators and some of the job of people who love democracy are concerned about the threats to it. People who love people with health care, love people getting it. It is their job to make sure that memories are not cleansed. Because a cleansed memory is not a clean memory. It is a dirty one, a messy one, a flawed one. So I am wanting to make sure that we remember the biggest piece of legislation that is likely to happen, the worst piece of legislation. And I'll repeat my question. I want to create a ranking of the worst pieces of legislation in my life, the bills that actually passed both chambers of Congress and got signed. And I want to know if this is in the worst five or the worst 10 or the worst however many. And what else would compete with it? So if you have a thought about that, 202-808-9925. And I'm curious, how did you spend your July 4th? What did you see out there? I should share my 4th of July tradition so that I answer the question first. So I go with my motley family, and that is not a critique of any family member. That is a use of the term because when we gather as a family, the large majority of us are not genetically related. We are a gaggle of people who've come together multi-generationally and through it started in some degree by the beneficence of my stepmother who would bring in people into the family. And we get together on 4th of July on the Oregon coast. And we've been doing it, 14 years, been a long time. And one of the things that happens there is a parade. And it's a cute small town, coastal town parade. And some years ago, I was recruited by a devoutly conservative neighbor at the coast to help carry the flag. I believe I was asked because I was tall and strong and clean cut, and therefore of uncertain political leaning, and because I looked like I could, in fact, help carry a flag, which I can. I'm useful at it. And we do a few things. We do a ripple. Okay, we do a lift. We lift the flag up like a parachute game when you're a kid. And we do a present. And when the present is, you slant the flag down so the people on one side of the street can really see the flag in its glory. And I am pretty tall. And so I stand just a hair. My basketball height would be 6'5 because they add an inch and a quarter. I'm just a little under 6'4. And hold or somewhat above 6'3. Just so you can keep the track because it goes from 3 to 4 to 5. These are the numbers in our numbering system. Okay. So, and I'm pretty good at holding the flag so people can see it. Okay, so this is what I do. I carry the flag. My birthday also falls generally pretty close before, and by generally I mean every single year, not very many days before my birthday is the 29th, and that happens shortly before the 4th. So my wife has come to give me a typically some form of American flag outfit. Okay, so the most common American flag outfit has been an American flag onesie. These have been onesies with full pants, onesies just with shorts. An American flag onesie in shorts is quite a sight. This year, I was given just American flag pants, not a onesie. I don't know what it's called. Is it? If it's just pants, it's just pants. It's no longer. It's still just one thing, but it's not a onesie. It's just one pair of pants. And then she also gave me a shirt that said pro-American, anti-Trump. Now, to a fashionista, the shirt and the pants were in the same color scheme, but not the same design scheme. So they clashed, in my view, they clashed a little bit. But I don't think fashion points were the primary currency of the day. I think her argument was, in fact, I know it because she said so. She said, you can't just wave the flag after that bill and pretend you're cool with everything going on. I understand you like to carry the flag. I understand that you're a patron. I understand you get googly, I don't know, at the monuments in Washington, D.C. and on the 4th of July. I'm a sucker for that stuff. Pro-American propaganda, I'm a sucker for it. She says, but you can't just say, it's all good. Yay, America. You got to do something. So I wore this shirt. And we carried the flag. And here I was, carrying the flag. And to the people who organize the thing, although it's mostly, you know, it's certainly a group of differing, with differing politics who do carry the flag. I happen to know the flag's owner because he's my neighbor and he passed somewhat recently. His family who owns the flag is very conservative. So I didn't want to flaunt it right in front of their face, but I did carry it and I was in the front because I carry the star corner. It's a bit, and to be clear, when I carry a flag, it's not like a little flag. This thing is, it takes nearly 30 people to carry it. It's like one of those enormous, it's an enormous flag. It takes up, it is as just nearly as wide as the street, right? So it takes a big crew to carry it down. I should have explained how big it was. And I heard responses. Most of the responses positive. One of the most frequent responses was, hey, cool pants. Now, the pants were no political statement other than, yay, America, and I'm wearing funny pants. But the shirt had its statement. And I got many more. And to be clear, I'm in Oregon, but I wasn't in Portland. And I was on the Oregon coast, which is, in that town, leans liberal, but not extraordinarily so, because this is also the best 4th of July parade around, and rural Oregon, like rural America, votes how it votes. So, but I got a lot more fist bumps than I got criticisms. I got one, some bros in a golf cart, young guys, one guy just went by yelling Trump, and then one woman came, so as I, after I walked by, she said, she was talking about me. Why would he, she used the SH word, on our country on the 4th of July? Now, clearly she had not read the shirt. My shirt said pro-America, anti-Trump. So I was not pooping on the country. I was pooping on the president. And I can't imagine a more patriotic thing Maybe I can. It's hard for me to imagine many things more patriotic than standing up for the country, but criticizing the president and exercising our free speech rights. How did you use your 4th of July? 202-808-9925. What was the response? What was the mood? Anything you noticed? What are your reflections after the big bad bill were passed? And I opened the show with the journalist because we now know that Trump intimidated CBS and Paramount to give them $16 million to avoid the cost of a lawsuit and to make sure their merger deal could go through. And just about every journalist in the business thinks it an enormously dark day for journalism. We'll be right back here on Tom's show. It's your show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
What's going on with journalism? What's going on the 4th? What's going on with the...
Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants are used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. This stuff really works. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. And if it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better, longer, with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter, experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Douches Extra.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
If you're a homeowner, you got to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you don't even know it's happened until a collection or a foreclosure notice arrives. So, when's the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, you got to do something about it right now. That's why we're partnering with Home Title Locks. You can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, and you'll get a free title history and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why we trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom. That's HometitleLock.com/Tom. We are back. Let's go to Jody from Los Angeles. You're on the air, Jody.
Hi. You had asked what we did for 4th of July.
Yeah.
So I was looking at Facebook and my uncle posted saying, "Happy 4th of July, put out your flag." So I got out a flag and I put it on my door upside down.
So you can be heard. Well, thank you, Jody. And did you get any response to that, or you were safe inside, so might not even have known?
I didn't get any response. I mean, no one said anything.
Yeah.
But it's still up, so we'll see if anyone says anything.
Yeah. Well, it's a distress signal, and I understand it. Jody, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
Let's go to Susan, Caldwell, Idaho. Susan, you're on the air.
Hi. It was really hard to get into the celebratory mood first because of that horrendous bill.
Yep.
And then the news that was coming out of the middle of Texas. And I got to say, I live in an overwhelmingly Latino neighborhood, like 80%. And we're usually good on the celebration here in our neighborhood with the fireworks and whatnot. Cause we live on a creek. We're not going to set anything on fire.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very subdued. No one, you know, I think with the ice and the bill and that flood, no one wanted to really, you know, set off their.
Yeah.
I didn't even see little kids with sparklers. I got to say that.
Yeah.
And then back to your first caller, you said your Mother Nature will always win out. I think we're going to have to go back to how our parents and grandparents lived before the Great Society, before FDR, because you have to rely on yourself for self-preservation. And how people could be on a river in a area of the state that's notorious for the flash flooding problem would not stay awake knowing that these alerts were coming out as of 1 o'clock the day before, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you know.
Yeah.
And that camp, the level of gross negligence at that camp for those little girls. The Presbyterians have one just up the road, apparently, Mo Ranch. Their director and manager stayed awake and listened to the alerts and watched the river. They pulled their kids out at 1 a.m, and nobody got hurt there. Why are the adults at the Mystic Camp in bed when this area with this problem that's well-known, apparently, in the state of Texas, went to bed?
Yeah.
Don't even get me started on the local authorities. Where were the deputies? Isn't any somebody in the sheriff department listening to the weather service?
Well, New York Times yesterday headline, as floods hit, key roles were vacant at weather service offices in Texas. Some experts say staff shortages may have complicated forecasters' ability to coordinate responses with local emergency management officials. And I think that is related, I would assume, that is related to why local emergency management officials are not super excited about talking about the run-up to the flood and the run-up to the deaths. They'd rather just avoid that topic entirely.
There's another story out there. That regional weather office was overstaffed by their director or whatever to be ready for this. That's what they're saying. I'm not talking about the weather service. Even AccuWeather is saying they were putting out warnings that they were backing up the weather service. I have found at least five of the warnings started at 1 in the afternoon on Thursday, culminating with a 2 a.m. Friday morning warning, get up in the high country. And that's before the apparently the ultimate warning, you're going to die, that I haven't found yet. But anyway, I found this at 2 o'clock. Why people are not awake and listening for this, this stinks like the Uvalde response, where no one from local Texas authorities wanted to go into that school. As I recall, it was the Border Patrol came over and went in and secured that school. The local authorities were happy to stay on the periphery and stop parents who were trying to get in on their own to rescue their children and their teachers.
Yeah.
This stinks the same way.
Yeah.
And, looking at the local, looking at the media reports from the Texas area, the director of that Presbyterian camp said they got not one contact from sheriff or fire or anybody from that county, Kirk County, where this all happened. And you know what's really ironic? What's this, the 50th anniversary release? Jaws. What's the theme of that movie? Oh, we find half a corpse on the beach. The coroner says it's obviously a shark attack. The police chief closes the beach. The mayor leans on the coroner and makes some changes, verdict. Oh, it's a boat accident. And they open the beach, and some kid gets eaten in the lagoon by the shark. This is the exact same attitude.
Susan, thank you for your call. We are heading to the break. But yeah, and of course, people at a camp, it'd be good if they paid more attention. What we're hearing from the New York Times story is because of those vacant positions. The New York Times story is because of those vacant positions, there was less coordination, right? So there were fewer people to, I don't know if their job is to knock on doors or actually make phone calls and make sure people are actually watching weather reports or making sure there's an emergency plan, in fact, being executed. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
The number here is 202-808-9925. This is Tom's show. It's your show. I'm Jeff. With us today is co-founder of Native Path Collagen, Dr. Chad Walding. So glad to have you with us. Tell us about your company.
Well, Native Path, we're a company that is really all about aligning human health with the way it's designed to eat, move, and live. We look at the past 100 years and we see a consistent rise in disease, specifically metabolic disease. That rise has been happening despite all our advances in technology and medicine. We really recognize and appreciate the timeless principles that are really appropriate for humans and human health. And what we do as a company is we educate people on nutrition and movement and lifestyle, and we help provide supplements to help fill in the gaps of the vitamins, the nutrients, and minerals that are missing in the modern diet.
And you do this with Native Path Collagen. What exactly is collagen?
Collagen is our hero product. That's the first product we came out with. And collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, right? It's what makes up the structure of your body, your tendons, your ligaments, the things that you look at, like your hair, your skin, your nails. It even makes up your bones and your gut lining. So it's extremely important to have collagen. And it's something that our ancestors would get plenty of with the way they ate, because they would eat nose to tail. They would take the bones of an animal. They would put it in a big pot with hot water and make broth. And that's how they would get collagen. But we're not getting near enough in our modern diet because we're so bombarded with carbohydrates and fat, not near enough quality protein, certainly not enough collagen. And collagen is something we produce on our own, but around the age of 20, that starts to decline. Around 50, it really starts to decline. When we're deficient in collagen, it accelerates the aging process, the weakening of the structure of our body. So it becomes really important to start supplementing with it as we get older. Consuming quality protein, specifically in the form of collagen, is one of the easiest things you can do that makes the most difference in your health.
It's remarkable stuff. Dr. Chad Walding, thank you so much for dropping by today.
Awesome, Tom. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, we'll meet a new candidate for state senate in southwest Wisconsin and Dan Schaefer from the recombobulation area on the new state budget.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents about a helpful tool for fishing enthusiasts across the state. The Wisconsin Fishing Finder is an online resource that can help anglers find good fishing spots with an interactive map of the state's lakes, streams, and rivers. When residents use the map to select a body of water, it will provide them with information on what fish can be found there and what regulations are in effect. It also contains helpful information on preventing the spread of invasive species and the locations of boat launches. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced a court order to stop the Trump administration from blocking access to public health and social service programs. The multi-state lawsuit filed in May sought to block Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy from eliminating more than a dozen agencies and firing 10,000 employees. The coalition argued the changes immediately endangered lives and left crucial systems in chaos. The cuts would have affected the CDC, Center for Tobacco Products, and the Office of Head Start. The Town of Cable Board is advancing plans to use Vibrant Spaces grant funding to turn a vacant lot into green space for the community. The project would see the former Cable School property turned into green space, with additional plans for a pavilion or band shell where the school building used to stand. The town received a $50,000 Vibrant Spaces matching grant from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation for the project. The $50,000 needed for the matching grant is expected to come from a number of local business sponsors. Ashland County officials say the tourism industry saw a slight dip in 2024 despite most other counties in the state seeing strong growth. According to the Ashland Chamber of Commerce, the overall economic impact generated by tourism in the county dropped from $66 million in 2023 to $65 million last year. Direct visitor spending as well as local and state tax collection also saw slight drops last year. County officials say tourism is still a major part of the local economy and the industry did see a slight increase in total labor income. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunny and comfortable today with high temperatures in the low 80s and clouds holding off until late tonight. As they start to build in, we could hear some rumbles of thunder overnight and be waking up to a few spotty showers. Otherwise, more sunshine for the afternoon and a few thunderstorms are possible later. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 72.
Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, we'll meet a new candidate for state senate in southwest Wisconsin and Dan Schaefer from the recombobulation area on the new state budget.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Your support.
Did
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Going back straight to your calls here on Tom's show. Thanks for being part of this community. John from Minneapolis, you are on the air.
Yeah, I think that this is an opportunity on the show to talk about global warming and the carbon dioxide that we're adding to the atmosphere, which science accepts throughout the world as contributing to global warming and climate change. And yes, it was a horrible thing, and I think that to honor people who are impacted by weather events like that one, we need to talk about that and recognize it. And unfortunately, politically, the media and politicians take it off of, you know, it's not a subject that is accepted. We don't talk about it enough. And I did find it very interesting that Cervante Arrhenius is a direct ancestor of Greta Thunberg, and he was a physical scientist. He figured out that when that burning of carbon dioxide or burning of fossil fuels and carbon was causing a change in the environment, and that was before 1905. He won the Nobel Prize for that finding in 1905. So, you know, we've known about this for well over 100 years, and yet, we're not doing anything to stop burning of fossil fuels, and we're going to have more of these weather events, extreme weather. It's impacting people around the globe. In Europe, again, they had a heat wave. I think it was almost 100 degrees in Zurich. I mean, that's like just unheard of. High temperatures, droughts. It's going to impact farming and the production of food, and it also causes people to leave places that are becoming inhospitable to living, like Central America, India, parts of India, etc. And we need to do something about it, and we have the wherewithal. You know, people say thoughts and prayers. Well, we need to God gave us a brain to think. And if Svante Arrhenius could think that profoundly about, global warming and coined the term way back in 1905, we certainly have far better science, and we can, put that together and come up with all kinds of ways to decrease our use of carbon dioxide, our use of fossil fuels that contributes carbon dioxide and is destroying our atmosphere.
John,
it's destroying. Yep.
Thank you for the comment. Appreciate it. And I agree with you. As people, water cooler conversations, now that a lot of people work from remote, are a little different, but they still exist. They also exist on Blue Sky. You can hit me at Jefferson Smith at Blue Sky. They also exist in other social media platforms. They exist some degree here. They exist over the dinner table and with family members. And this is a chance to bring up those topics. Rather than just saying, oh, isn't it a shame? Bless their hearts. Or even saying thoughts and prayers, which I do think are appropriate in this case, to be clear. I don't know how much impact they have, but I think they're appropriate. But in addition to, or rather than just stopping there, it obviously raises two subjects. And one is extreme weather events brought on by climate change. So hey, reminder, folks, just because I love the caller who said earlier, the Supreme Court can do what they want to do, all the stratagems of mice and men, all of the plans of Donald Trump, but Mother Nature will do what she does. And it begs attention to that.
And second, it also begs attention to weather readiness and emergency readiness, particularly the overlap of those things, emergency readiness for extreme weather events. And just at the time, we should be attending more to that, because they can deny climate change all they want, I suppose, but they can't deny that a flood actually happened. They can't deny that kids actually died. They can't deny actually the results of extreme weather events. And therefore, making sure we are in fact prepared, making sure we have the systems in place, not gutted, to address those things, that is a failure of leadership. It is what leadership requires now. And it's a perfect chance, a necessary chance, a morally required chance, I think, to, when this subject comes up, make sure it doesn't just end with "ain't that a shame." Whether the conversation is happening on Joe Rogan or wherever it's happening in Christendom, not just end it with "ain't that a shame." It's like, yeah, so we probably should not just forget the conversation about climate change, actually make sure we are ready for things that are unavoidable, make sure we do things, we don't just make it vastly worse so extreme weather events just increase. And oh, by the way, that includes human-built systems and technological systems for emergency readiness. So appreciate it very much. Let's go to Rich from Brookhaven. How'd you spend the 4th of July, Rich?
Well, thank you for taking my call. I'm a Quaker, and I have ambivalent feelings about the 4th of July as far as the undercurrent of nationalism, which I think is the cause of a lot of wars and things like that. I mean, but some of my ancestors fought in the American Revolution, and one was an American Indian, and one was a company commander. So my cousin did all the research on that, because we're just ordinary people. So it's most of the people that do that research got tons of money. We don't. But I mean, I guess I'm proud of that. But I think patriotism is, trying to make your change what's wrong in the country. And I like the T-shirt, and I have the T-shirt that says it's a shot of America from space, and you just see America lit up, and it says, "I love my country." And then on the back of the shirt, it shows America blacked out and every other country in the world illuminated. And it says, "But I think it's time we started seeing other people."
I got questions. So first of all, let me just acknowledge, when you said you were a Quaker, I have a really important part of peace movements, of social justice movements, in fact, been the Quakers. What's the current state? I haven't Googled or read about the state of the Quakers in a long time. What's the current membership of Quakers? Do you know? Is it on the increase, on the decrease, stand, about the same? What's happening?
Well, okay. One of the things is there are liberal and there are conservative Quakers.
Sure.
Like the group I'm in is like mostly on the coasts, and it's the liberal Quakers. And I think the things that we do, there's a big belief in grassroots of whatever it is.
Yep.
And like that, the downside of the Quakers is it seems to attract a very old money type person, which is nothing wrong with, but I mean, I'm a workaday person and I fit in there okay, but I think it would be nice to have a little more diversity. But, things like printing up cards that to hand out to immigrants at like a 7-Eleven convenience store, and it's in English and Spanish, and saying, don't say anything to the ICE people, and request a lawyer and things like, just very simple, basic things. And then I helped give most of the programs there are self-generated, and like I'm the social action chair. And so we had this thing about a month ago, and it was saying as far as what ordinary people can do to help and to reach out to this sort of thing. And people do a lot. I mean, it's hard because you have families, you're working and all of that, but people make it their business to do that. Also, I once a year go with Planned Parenthood up to Albany and lobby, for reproductive rights and freedoms. And then people say to me, well, you're not a woman. Why are you doing this? And I said, well, you know, back in the civil rights movement, you had a heck of a lot of people that weren't black, and they were part of it. What's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong.
We've got about 45 seconds before the break. Okay. First of all, thank you for that. And I love hearing the story. And really, like, how do we gather in community to encourage one another to bend the arc of history toward justice? It's tied for the most important thing that needs to happen. I don't know what else is tied with it, to be clear.
The other thing that I think is key is self-care, because I think one of the things that Trump and his minions are trying to do is to burn people out mentally.
Sure, tire people out, absolutely. Of course. Let me ask, the difference, where do conservative and liberal Quakers primarily disagree or agree? We got about 20 seconds.
Okay, I would say that the more conservative Quakers dress like in the 1700s, are more out in Indiana, Kentucky, and things like that. And the liberal Quakers were saying, well, doing that calls attention to yourself in this world.
Got
and
it.
Like
let me say this one thing. As a social action church, you can hear the music, so we're going to break. You talked about the old money. Here's the thing I would say. If you're in a group that includes old money, in kind and persuasive and personal, and usually takes more than one or four conversations, convince them to invest real money, even just at their death, to pro-democracy institutions. We need a lot more investment in pro-democracy institutions, and they can help.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We need to be raising community and raising resource and raising skill to advocate for democracy around the country. Everybody can play a part.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Here's another community reminder from 107.5 WLAK. Ruby's Pantry distributes the second Saturday of each month. And you can check out the schedule at rubyspantry.org. That's rubyspantry.org. Ruby's Pantry, the second Saturday of each month from 7:30 to 9 a.m. And they do that at SMC Limited on Griffin Street in Avery. Another community reminder for you from 107.5 WLAK.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. In a recent report, we told you that 96% of New York City voters found ranked choice voting easy to use and liked that it gave voters more options. So why have 17 states banned ranked choice voting, including 5 just this year? Pro-voter groups tout RCV because it allows voters to choose a favorite candidate without being a spoiler, can reduce negative ads and rhetoric, and eliminates expensive runoff elections. Alaska implemented ranked choice voting in 2022's congressional race, but after upstart Democrat Mary Pottola defeated former Republican Governor Sarah Palin, RCV was blamed. A resolution by the Republican National Committee opposing RCV nationally followed, and Alaska voters had to beat back a repeal initiative in 2024. While used in Maine, Alaska, D.C., and 47 municipalities nationwide, 17 red states have now banned it, including Kansas, North Dakota, West Virginia, Wyoming, and Arkansas. Party leadership and the RNC resolution argue that RCV is hard to understand and suppresses turnout. But where it's been implemented, voter satisfaction is often over 80%. In the New York City primary, 9 of 10 voters said they understood it, and turnout was the highest in decades. Organizers have more work to do. Voters defeated pro-RCV ballot measures in five states last year. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks four phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to, like, bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out.
Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over orders before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole body odor control, safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form. But Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic, skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. It's not for you. They'll refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide with your first Mando purchase with code TOM. And shop Mando.com. Plus, shipping always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with code TOM, T-H-O-M. At shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com. We're on the air with Robinson from West Lynn. Robinson's working as a trucker, was explaining how, and I was making sure I got it right, that they, the trains come in from, say, east, say, Chicago, New York, wherever they're coming from, the east, and they head into Portland. They pass Hermiston, Umatilla County along the way, and then trucks pick up the stuff from Portland and drive it back east because they don't, the trains don't like to stop very much. It's hard to stop. It's expensive to stop. It's slow to stop. But Robinson, I'm not sure you were able to yet make your point other than you were driving your truck on the 4th of July, and thanks for doing it, and thanks for listening to this program. Go ahead. You're on the air.
And thanks. And to close the railroad part of it, I affiliate with an organization called Climate Rail Alliance.
Nice.
And so listeners interested, thank you. And so I took a break from my networking because when you're driving, you can think and work and take notes. And so I was reflecting on House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries' epic speech of almost 9 hours.
Yep.
And I found a full rendition. I was actually listening to the Forbes edition, and the audio ended at the 4 hour, 45 minute mark. No more audio to be found. So I found another version from Meet the Press. And I've almost listened to the entire thing. And I was reflecting on that on the 4th of July. And then
you've almost listened to the entirety of Hakeem Jeffries. Or nearly 9 minutes, nine-hour set of
nine
words?
9 hour.
That's impressive.
Absolutely.
On what speed? Are you listening to that one-time speed, or are you speeding it up?
One-to-one. One-to-one.
I think I'd have to go at least 1.5 with that one, man. Maybe one and a quarter.
Well, I'll tell you, my high schooler was supposed to read Dracula this spring, and he sped it up to 2 times, and he played it for me. I thought, this is ridiculous. You're not catching anything.
No, I typically listen to stuff on fast speed. To people who think I talk too fast, sometimes I do. And I make it worse by listening to things on rapid speed. In fact, one time, my wife, was a particular podcast, it was the New York Times podcast, and I was playing it, and my wife was like, that sounds vaguely familiar, what is that? And it's like, well, it turned out the same podcast she listens to, I just listened to it on 1 3/4 speed, so she didn't really recognize the voice, but go on.
Well, I thought it was only fair, if I'm going to do a proper critique of Speaker Jeffries, that I listened to the whole thing. And so I almost have. I think I've gotten to hour 7.
Wow.
And I heard the tail end of it on the morning he gave it, Tuesday morning, and I was just thrilled. I was so excited. And then I got to thinking that, time out, Jeffries. Democrats need not bring an ethical argument to an arm-twisting contest. You're trying to get 4 seats, and you sound like a public broadcasting service plea for donations.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, he needed 4 seats. Well, here's 5 seats that the Democrats could have had. There are too many vacant seats on the Democratic side. Mm-hmm. I can't name them, but I think there are at least 3 dead representatives whose seats have not been filled.
Mm-hmm.
These were elderly. The Democrats need to, you know, all due reference, I'm almost 65 myself. The elderly need to step aside and let younger people in. They have less chance of dying and the seat being vacant when the critical vote comes. So there's 3 votes right there, Jeffries. And then there's Clyburn's deal. I Googled it and cross-checked it. And he did a redistricting deal with the South Carolina Republicans in 2020 that secured his seat absolutely, but possibly lost the Democrats any chance at getting 2 other seats.
So I want to make sure I'm not losing the thread. So you've listened to the 7 of the 9 hours, and you think he shouldn't have made an ethical argument. What should he have done instead in that time? I mean, obviously, some of what he was doing was trying to raise awareness so this thing didn't just happen in the dead of night.
Yeah.
Part of why he was doing it
was
on the chance that it would buy a little bit of time to find a few members who would be willing to go against the weight of their party.
Sure.
Part of it was we would have this conversation. So when people are saying, oh, I wish Democrats would fight, I wish they would say something, at least the leader, their leader in the House was like, well, somebody sure said something. Somebody was sure fighting. What were you wishing he would have said instead?
It had to have happened in the months before.
Well, sure.
The Democrats needed the Democrats. He was giving receipts. He had letters from people all over the country who said, I'm going to be hurt by this, and I am a part of this group and that group. Those people should have been followed up with, and they were from Republican districts, not just Democratic districts, because he sees all the letters.
Yeah.
He should have followed up with those people, should have, could have, would have, and formed, targeted, mobilized people, mobilized an action against 4 sitting Republican representatives to target them, to sway them with mass constituents.
All right. So I hear what you're saying. So let me say this, Robin. Thanks for the call and thanks for sticking with us. Here's what I would say. I agree that generally doing more organizing and earlier tends to be the move, right? It's, of course, a lot of the organizing was around the election. And a lot of it was well before that. And a lot of the organizing, I consider what we're doing here, even organizing, but trying to organize people to stand up for democracy and stand up for the public interest. And a lot of that has to be needs to happen earlier. That doesn't mean, though, I critique at the 11th hour somebody to try to make sure the 11th hour goes to the 12th hour. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At least 87 are dead across five counties in Texas 3 days after flash flooding along the flooded Guadalupe River devastated communities. Victims include 27 campers and a counselor. In Kerrville, Texas manager Dalton Rice.
We are still currently in the primary search phase, which is the rapid one.
Devin Smith was camping with relatives when she was swept away for miles by floodwaters. Her uncle, Travis Reynolds, says Devin survived climbing a tree.
It's a pretty amazing story of escaping through a sunroof. At one point, she had a complete RV pass her while she was floating in the river.
In North Carolina, officials confirmed one death after a separate storm system caused flooding in and around Chatham County. President Trump welcoming Israel's prime minister to the White House later today, working to finalize a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. And the Trump administration also sending letters out about this week's reciprocal tariff deadline. This is ABC News.
Download the